We're still in chapter 1 of Romans. We finished verse 18 last time I was together with you. So we begin with just a little review and then move right into some of the other verses in Romans chapter 1. Verse 18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." That's the nature of wrath. The nature of the wrath of God is against all ungodliness and unrighteousness who suppress the truth. The day of wrath is referred to in chapter 2 of Romans in verse 5, where it states, "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation, apocalypsis of the righteous judgment of God." There's a day coming, and it's referred to as the day of wrath, which is the apocalypsis, the appearing, when God, through Jesus Christ, will do the judging. It's a righteous judgment of God. The first time Jesus came, man did the judging. It was they who condemned him. It was they who crucified him. God's only begotten Son. But when the Lord returns, the apocalypsis, when the Lord returns, he's coming back, not as a child to be born in a stable laid in a manger, not as one whom they will spit in his face and curse him, not as one that they will say of, "You are of Beelzebub," but he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's coming back in righteous judgment. A man who does not break the law never needs to fear the police siren. It's when you've broken the law, when you're living contrary to what you know you're supposed to live, then when you hear the siren, see the police, everybody come, then you're free. People are like that regarding God. There is nothing to fear regarding the return of Christ unless you are going to be in the day of wrath and be in that judgment wherein he comes as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because you did not accept him as your Lord and Savior while you had the privilege. The word wrath and God's wrath, the judgment of God, falls particularly on Babylon. Babylon is used figuratively at times as the great city of all wickedness. Revelation chapter 16, verse 19, it says, "And the great city," talking about Babylon, "was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nation fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath." That's the day of the judgment of God. Particularly on Babylon. Why Babylon, people? Because of idolatry, which is extreme uncleanness. In Revelation chapter 14, in verse 8 we read, "And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication," her immorality. And the immorality was idolatry. Verse 9, And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship idolatry, worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture in the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. The nature of wrath, bringing in the day of wrath when it comes, is biblically against idolatry. And idolatry is extreme uncleanness. Romans 1, verse 18 through 32 class capsulizes for us the idolatry of the satanic system in all its naked horror, indicating that they are worthy of death, having pleasure in the deeds of evil. 132, but have pleasure in them that what? Do them. Why? Verse 19, because, see the first word, because of this, turning to other gods, worshiping other gods and the one true God, because of this, that's why you have the wrath of God against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Because of this, that they turn to other gods, the because of this is used 5 times here in this chapter. In verse 19, verse 21, because of this, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Verse 24, wherefore, because of this, wherefore is because of this in verse 24, God gave them up. Verse 26, for this cause, because of this, and in verse 28, and even as because of this, they did not retain God in knowledge. 5 times, class, in the immediate context, you have the result indicated. Because of this, worshiping of idols, worshiping more than the one true God, because of their unrighteousness of men, because they rejected the truth of the one God, because of this, you have it 5 times. Keep your finger in Romans and go to 2 Thessalonians. Remember, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. It tells us, the body of the church, to you who are troubled, in verse 7. Rest with us. You will be at rest with us at the Lord Jesus coming, his revelation, when he shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. In verse 21 of Romans 1, because of when they knew God, they glorified him and not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. Their foolish heart was darkened. And in verse 28, they did not like to retain God in their what? In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, in flaming fire from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the wrath we talked about in verse 18. In Romans chapter 1, and in verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator who's blessed forever. You have to look at chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. And with all deceivableness or deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the what? That they might be what? And for this cause, or because of this, God shall send them strong delusion, that they shall believe the lie. The lie. And the lie is the great truth that the Bible states about Babylon, the religious whore, the spiritual whore, the great wicked city. In Romans chapter 1, verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. You have to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, that they all might be damned, condemned, who believed not the what? But had pleasure in what? Unrighteousness. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 9, for they themselves report of us what manner of entering in we had unto you and how we turned to God from what? Idols. From idols. To serve the living and the true. What? God. When the ministry of the word came to the Thessalonians, they turned the people from what? Idols to what? The true God. That's why when I put all this wrath of God together for you and work this thing in Romans, you will see that the basic thing God is dealing with is idolatry. Idolatry. Verse 10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us. He delivered us from the wrath to what? Well, praise the Lord. They can have it. We've been delivered. Because we're not worshiping idols. Fantastic truth. Chapter 4, listen to verse 5. Not in the lust of concupiscence, personal desire, even as the Gentiles who or which know not what. That's right. Verse 19 of Romans 1. Because that which may be known, or that which is known, the text reads, because that which is known, not maybe, it is known of God. The Greek words en autos, spelled en, next word, autois, en autos. These words, class, do not mean among them, but in them, as a habit pattern, because of their believing. It's an internal manifestation. Because that which is known of God was manifested to them. It's an internal manifestation. They had it. For God has showed it. For God showed it unto them. Once more, verse 19, carefully. Because of this, turning to other gods, that which is known of God was manifested to them. For God showed. The word showed is the same word in the text as the word manifested. God manifested, showed it unto them. So people, ignorance of the true God is willful sin, because light is available. Therefore, all ungodliness is without excuse. Verse 20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. For the invisible things of Him who? God, who is what? Spirit. From the creation of the world are clearly seen. And those words, clearly seen, really have an impact. It's the Greek word hodo, plus the preposition kata, k-a-t-a, meaning down. It literally means to look down upon and to see clearly. People, it's like standing on top of something. And you scrutinize that below it minutely. That's that word, clearly seen. Are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are what? Made. Even is scratched. It's in italics in King James. Things that are made, His eternal power and Godhead. His eternal. The word eternal is the Greek word aidios, A-I-D-I-O-S. The word power is the word dunamis, D-U-N-A-M-I-S. Godhead is the Greek word theotes, spelled T-H-E-I-O-T, long E-S, theotes. His eternal, dunamis, and Godhead. head God. One God, head God. Keep your fingers here. I want to compare Colossians with you. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, talking about Christ in verse 8. For in Christ dwelleth all the fullness, pleroma, of the head God, Godhead, head God. God is the head of Christ. It says so in the Word. He is the head of Christ. He's the head what? God. The head is divine. Head God. Head God. How many heads do you have? So there's one God. He's the head God. He's the Godhead. Most people, when they think of Godhead, they think of God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God Jesus Christ, and God the Virgin Mary or something. No. One head. He is the one God. Head God. He's the head of Christ. Christ is the head of the church. Not the Pope. He's not the vicar of Christ. If he's saved, he's saved like the rest of us. Praise the Lord. If he's not, his problem. That's upon the integrity and accuracy of the Word. His eternal power and Godhead, head God, the eternal dynamis of the head God, so that they are without what? Excuse. You have no excuse for your unrighteousness. Light is available. The only answer you could possibly have is what the Scripture says. You'd rather walk in darkness than the light. You make the decision yourself. You would rather walk in unrighteousness than righteousness. You'd rather walk in darkness than in light, the Word says. Light is available. And every man is without excuse. The words, so that they are. Those four words, literally translated according to usage, are to the end of their being. Without what? Excuse. The word excuse is the Greek word anapologetos, spelled A-N-A-P-O-L-O-G, long E-T-O-S. I'll give it to you once more. Without excuse, ana, A-N-A. P-O-L-O-G-E, long E, T-O-S. Just take a look at that word if you wrote it down. Take a look at it. Drop the A-N. And what English word would you come up with? Apologies, right? That's what the word comes from. He is without any apologies. He has no excuse. He is without excuse. No apologies. You know, it's all over with. You can't say to God, well, I'm sorry, I screwed up to works. He has no apology. Boy, you talk about the accuracy and in-depth of the Word. That's fantastic. You know, in Colossians chapter 1, Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body. The what? Church. God is the head of Christ. He's the head of God. God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of what? The church. That's something. He's the head of the church. What do you run your physical body by? Your tootsies or your head? It's your head maybe makes your tootsies run, your feet, legs, which I know. But your physical body is entirely under the operation and the control of your head. The church of the body is entirely under the direction of the head, who is Christ. Not a sinful human being, but God's only begotten Son. Not V.P. Werwell, not the president of a denomination, not the president of the way. The church of the body has only one head, Christ. Who do you take orders from? The head, that's right. That's why we study to show ourselves approved unto who? God. The head, God. Not a man. Every man's without excuse. God has removed every possible excuse for man to be ignorant of him. No man needs to walk in darkness unless he wants to. The light is available. Therefore, don't let anybody ever tell you, what about the poor people in Africa? What about those poor heathens who have never heard? Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the what? Who hath set thy glory above the what? Heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and avenger. When I consider the heavens and the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast put in place, who is man that thou art mindful of him, O Lord, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Yet thou hast made him a little lower than God. The angels is the word God. What's man, you're mindful of him? Turns right around in verse 5. You made him a little lower than God, which means God is head. That's what is man. Thou hast made him a little lower than who? You crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him, man, to have dominion, have life and have it more than what? More than conquerors. Listen to the psalmist. Madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Fits in beautifully with the 20th verse of Romans chapter 1, so that they are without excuse, because the invisible things of God can be clearly seen and understood. Understood how? By the things that are visible, that are made. Even his eternal power and being head God, so they are what? Without excuse. Verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him as not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was what?
Darkened.
Because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. The word glorify is the word doxazo, D-O-X-A-Z-O. It's the verb form, glorify, verb form. To glorify people means to set in a position of highest honor, highest praise, highest esteem. Because that when they knew God, they did not continue to set Him in that position of highest honor, highest praise, highest esteem. That's the word glorify. Romans 15. Romans 15. Glorify and worship are just interrelated. If you glorify God, you'll worship Him. And if you worship God, you'll glorify Him. They're real closely aligned. That's why I gave you the literal of it, to set in a position of highest honor. If God is set in the position of highest honor, whom do you worship? Who do you glorify? God. Understand? 15, verse 6. That ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify who? God. Even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. One God. Worship. One God. That is righteous. It is the righteous judgment of God to worship one God. That you may with one mouth glorify God. Glorify God. Worship God. In verse 9:15-9. And that the Gentiles might glorify whom? For His mercy. The noun form of this verb is the word glory. Glory is spelled in the Greek D-O-X-A. I was going to read you all these verses, but my hour is gone. And I got other things I want to still teach. So I'm going to give you the reference. I'll look them all up. You can check them for yourself and put together the greatness of what I'm just sharing with you. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as what? They did not continue to give Him the position of what? Worship. Worship. I am the Lord thy God. I'm a jealous God. Remember that one? Jealous does not mean jealousy as the green-eyed monster, but a God who desires to be worshipped. The God of this world is called the adversary, the devil. He desires to be worshipped. They knew God. They knew the true God. They're without excuse. Light was there. But they chose to not glorify, which is to worship. By the way, in Luke 14:10, the same word is translated worship in the King James. The word glory, doxa, D-O-X-A, is used the following times in the book of Romans. 1:23. Chapter 2, verse 7 and 10. Chapter 3, verse 7 and 23. Chapter 4, verse 20. Chapter 5, verse 2. chapter 6, verse 4. Chapter 8, verses 18 and 21. Chapter 9, verse 4 and 23. Chapter 11, verse 36. Chapter 15, verse 7. Chapter 16, verse 27. In Romans 1:21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were what? Thankful. Two things, people. They glorified him not as what? Nor were they what? Thankful. Thankful for what? For God's goodness. When people do not glorify the true God, when they do not worship the true God, they will not be thankful for God's goodness. They'll think they did it all. I am the savior of my soul, they'll think. I am the man. That's what that verse is talking about. They glorified him not as God, neither were what? Right. And they do exactly what Genesis 3:5 says. When the adversary said to Eve, ye shall be as God. When men quit worshiping the true God and are not thankful, they always make themselves God. Science has been a god for most people. Matthew 19:17. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but what? One God. This is what Jesus said. He said, why do you call me good? He said, there's only one good, and that good is who? God. Goodness of God, thankful. Acts 14. These are by comparison. Acts 14. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his legs, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had believing to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down unto us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates and would have done sacrifice to Barnabas and Paul with the rest of the people. But, verse 14, when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of this, they rent their mantles and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, sirs, why do you do these things? We also are men of like passion with you. There is only one God. Neither were thankful for God's goodness. Paul wasn't God. Barnabas wasn't God. But the true God whom they served, whom they worshiped, he is good. That's why Paul and those boys told him to cool it. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Listen to this wonderful verse. Verse 18. In everything, Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Neither were thankful is what Romans says. Thessalonians says, in all those things give what? There is only one good, God. They had just forgotten. They had suppressed it. They had suppressed the truth in unrighteousness, it says in verse 18. They pushed it down. Light was available, but they didn't want it. The knowledge of the true God was available, but they refused to accept it or believe it. Neither were thankful, I mean, verse 21, but became vain in their imaginations. The word vain is the Greek word mataiomai, spelled mataiomai. It means literally useless to God and themselves. That's what it means. They became vain. Useless to God and to themselves. And people, when you reach that stage in life, you might as well commit Harry Carey. We aren't losing much. Call Digger Odell, have it over with. Because you're useless to who? God and yourself. Now it's interesting that in the Hebrew, the word I gave you was a Greek word. In the Hebrew, the word is habal, spelled H-A-B-A-L. And in the Old Testament, sir, this word is frequently used regarding idols. Neither were thankful, but became useless to God and themselves. There are two words in the Greek also for vain. One word is spelled K-E-N-O-S, which is the content. The word mataios, M-A-T-A-I-O-S, is the result, or are the results. The results, people, when you don't glorify God nor are thankful, the result is uselessness to God and yourself. Ignorance of God class is willful sin, because light and truth is available, so that every man is without excuse. The word imagination. Vain in imaginations. Reasonings. The old boy no longer can add 2 plus 2 and come up with 4. He no longer can handle 3 days and 3 nights. Except he come up with good Friday night, good Saturday night, and bright and early Sunday morning. His reasonings are vain, useless. In plain language, people, the Bible says he is mentally deranged. He is nuts. He is insane. That's what it says. If you got eyes to see and earballs to hear. The Greek word is very defining. It is the word dialogismos. Dialogue. Right. We get our English word dialogue from this word. Imagination is a dialogue of self. It's ego reasonings. And last part of the verse 21 says, and their foolish heart was what? Dark. Foolish is undiscerning heart. He no longer can make a proper discernment because he's senseless, useless. Verse 31, without understanding is the same word as the word foolish. And their foolish heart, without any understanding, they're darkened. They're living in the nighttime of life. The word darkened is spiritually dark. Their foolish heart was spiritually dark. Their senseless heart, without understanding, was spiritually dark. The ophthalmologist, is that what you call him? Amen. Ophthalmologist. They tell me that the human eye loses its power of seeing when deprived of light. And I've always thought that man really loses his power of seeing when he does not glorify the true God and be thankful to through the true God. Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Listen to this. Verse 9. For with thee is the fountain of what? And in thy light shall we see what? Light. Talking about God. Psalm 106. There are many in the word, people. I just picked a few. Psalm 106. Listen to verse 19. They made a calf in Horeb and worshiped the molten what? Image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox eats grass. The people who did it certainly must have been asses. 21. They forgot who? Their Savior. See, they didn't glorify him as God nor be what? They forgot who had done great things in Egypt. 23. Therefore he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach. Moses standing before those stupid people who forgot to glorify God. Moses stood in the breach. Otherwise, they'd have all lost their life. To turn away God's wrath, lest he should what? Destroy them. Verse 28. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor and ate the sacrifices offered to what? And 29. Thus they provoked God, him, to anger with their inventions. Their inventions is with what they set up, the stocks that they worshipped, the phallic symbols that they worshipped, the Playboy magazines they do daddled, a lot of other things. And the plague break out upon them. Romans 1, their foolish heart was what? Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became what? Fools. They became senseless. The ability to reason logically and truthfully became impaired when the true God is abused. I'll say it again. The ability of man to reason logically and truthfully becomes impaired when the true God is abused. Psalm 111. Psalm 111. Listen to this verse. 10. The fear, the reverence of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. professing themselves to be what did we read in Romans? Wise. Professing themselves to be what? Wise. They became what? The Word of God says the fear, the reverence, the awe, the respect of the Lord. That's the beginning of what? Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his what? Knowledge and understanding. In Romans, the people, they profess themselves as the wise birds, the wise duffers, the men with all the wisdom. Reminds me of Job saying, 'Tis three miserable comforters. I guess you fellas have the cornerstone and seal up all the wisdom. That was Eliphaz, Bibab, and Ashkan. Verse 23. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping what? And change the glory of the uncorruptible, which is incorruptible. Old English, incorruptible God. You see, class, when they change, sir, when they change from glorifying the true God and being thankful, they exchanged one for another. You see, the incorruptible God cannot be changed. He's still incorruptible no matter what man does. But man takes that incorruptible God and he builds himself an idol. And when they do not worship the true God, nor man's thankful to the true God, they change from the true God, and in its place they exchange something, because people, every man, every woman, is basically spiritual. He has a heart. He needs something, honey. He'll either worship the true God, or he'll worship himself, or he'll worship the state. Or he'll do. He has to have something. That's the way you're made, just like you're made to have physical food. Your body will have to have physical food. Change the glory. Would really be beautiful if you read, and exchange the glory of the incorruptible God, which it is, into an image made like. Exchanged one for the other. The incorruptible God they exchanged for an image. The text reads, in the likeness of an image of corruptible man and to birds, hawks, that were worshipped, and four-footed beasts, bulls and cows that are worshipped. Even to this day, a cow is sacred in India. You can slug your wife, but don't you slug a cow. That's right. I've been there. When a cow walks on the street, you put your hand on its butt, and you just gently go along it. You can push your wife in the curb, but you can't do that to a cow, because the cow is the mother of life, sacred. Boy, you talk about this verse. Take a look at it. In my notes, I set them one under the other. Then I can see them better. Corruptible man, and. You have a polysyndeton here, many ands. And. Polysyndeton, meaning many ands. Corruptible man. And birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Four-footed beasts, and cows, creeping things. The asp, creeping things, the serpent, Also, the scarabaeus beetle, which is the emblem of the devil spirit world. The serpent, the emblem, I think, of the AMA. Let's compare 2 Timothy. Boy, this is just fantastic, people. Chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days, what? Perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own, what? Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who are good, traitors, heady, high-minded means conceited, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of what? Having a form of godliness, do they look religious? Oh, gosh, yes. They have religious medallion statues every place, but denying the power thereof. From such do what? Verse 7, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of what? Romans 1, verse 24. Wherefore, because of this, also is scratched. God gave them up. Why? Because they willfully gave him up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own, what? Hearts. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves. God gave them up. Verse 24. Its second usage is in verse 26. Because of this, God gave them up. And its third usage is, and because of this, they didn't retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up in verse 28. The Greek word is para didomai, spelled P-A-R-A-D-I-D-O-M-I, long O, which literally means hand over to the power of another. God gave them up to uncleanness. God gave them up because they willfully gave him up, for they were serving other gods. Handed over to the power of another, to uncleanness, through remaining within, continuance. They just deliberately continued in the lusts of their own what? Hearts. People, this is not an irretrievable condition. For in 1:16 of Romans it said, it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that does what? Believe it. Therefore, this condition is not an irretrievable one. But I want to tell you, it's on pretty skiddy ground. True. The lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. The word between is the Greek word again, en. With a collective noun, it must be translated among. Dishonoring their own bodies among, not between just two people, but having a whole bunch of what? What do you call that? Yeah, orgy. That's right. That's how accurate that Romans is. Verse 25, since they changed. Why? For they had exchanged the truth of God into a lie. They had exchanged the truth of God worship for the lie, is the text. They exchanged it for Satan, who is the father of lies, John 8:44, and they worship him. Worship. There it is. They worship and serve the creature, that which was created, the adversary, the creature, the adversary, Lucifer, created. They worship and serve the creature, that which was created, the adversary. To worship is to hold in reverence or in praise, to glorify. They worship and serve the creature more than, instead of, the Creator, the true God, who is blessed, the blessed one, forever. And the word forever means throughout all ages. And then comes the word amen. When man uses it, it means so let it be. When God uses it, it means it is and shall be. Verse 26. Because of this, God gave them up. Because they worship idols class and not the true God. They worship the creature, the adversary, Lucifer, and everything that went with it, more than the Creator who is blessed forever. God gave them up, same as verse 24, unto vile affections, passions of infamy, lust. Lust is lust when need ceases. Lust begins where need ceases. They didn't worship the true God. They began lusting after other gods. They worshiped other gods. And God gave them up because they gave him up to passions of lust, of envy, vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into. The word into is the word eis, E-I-S, meaning for. It's the accusative case here. And means reaching out unto. They gave up their natural use, and they reached out unto that which is against. And the word against is the preposition para, meaning beside or beyond nature, the natural use of the woman. And that's all we're going to do on this tonight, but you can sure see where we are. I don't know. All I know is the word. And I know that when you serve man, and man is the idol, he starts down grade. He is senseless. He is useless. His mind fashions all kinds of evil inventions. And in action, if you want to live in darkness, you have the same privilege. But you are without excuse, for light is available. That I know is the right dividing of Romans chapter 1 as far as we've gone.